Hello.
Hello, everyone. This is Charles speaking, and I shall be the moderator today.
Hello.
Hello,
Olivier speaking.
Hello, Olivier.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Charles. I made it.
Okay. Hello, Florian.
Hi. I'm still on the road, but I found a place to phone.
Would you like perhaps to wait a little bit more, or shall we start?
I think 2 more minutes can't harm.
Okay.
Just opening the agenda. Just got back from connectivity and Wi-Fi, so bring a bit.
Hi guys. Glad to hear you. If you can hear me, I'm sitting in some street cafe, so sorry for the background noise. I will be mostly on mute today, I guess.
Okay.
No problem. Actually, I plan to, if there are no pushing items, I'd like to have the public call rather short, and then we have some more legal details on the foundation stuff and a private call later on. That would be my plan for today. But let's see what agenda items we have for the public call. So it's 5 past. Shall we start?
It's 5 past 4. So I think we can start with a great question of who is taking notes, to which I should immediately add, I should post the notes of the last agenda. I just have to find them again.
Okay. Ah, okay, yeah.
Okay. So I can take the notes this time.
Hello, Andre.
Hi. Just to be clear, we have Charles, Olivier, Florian, Thorsten, and me, correct?
Yeah. Italo.
Italo? Sorry, did I miss?
Yeah, Olivier is there.
Okay. Italo, are you here?
Yes.
Okay, so Italo's here again.
Perfect. Okay.
Could one of you please remind me the number of the private room?
Can I email it to you? Do you have access to email?
Yes. Could you please email it to me?
Yeah, we'll do.
Thank you.
Okay. So Andre is taking the notes, and first of all, ODF 1.2 has now officially become an OASIS standard. So, you know, I don't know if we will be singing in the streets, but, you know, that's very good news because it was a really, really, really hard and long process. But today things are becoming much better.
Okay. First of all, happy birthday, LibreOffice. I think this is our first call we had since the anniversary.
Yeah, correct. So, who would like to perhaps discuss the foundation? Hello?
Hello?
Which one? Michael?
Hello?
Maybe just come from the audience.
Oh. So, shall we move on?
Yeah, I think so. Charles, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I just want you to know if anybody had some more updates on the foundation statues.
Exactly, that would be the first item I'd like to talk about. So there are some details we have to talk about later on in the in the private calls, since as stated last time, they concern some legal details of the setup, and we've been advised to keep them out of public for the moment. What I did, and I think it was one of the action items from last call, is we have discussed that we should make the version of the statutes public, and maybe some more details for the people running for a BOD seat. And I'm at the moment clarifying with the lawyer what we can make public, or at least send to those people, of course. Otherwise, we're very much at the same status as we had the last call. So we have a page, the three German states, and they promised a reply either by the end of this week, which obviously hasn't occurred yet, or early next week, which is at least two of those states. From the third state, we didn't receive much feedback yet. So for the first round of feedback, it's quite fast. And yeah, the status is otherwise the similar that we have sent in the details on what we are doing, why we are charitable purposes, and so on. And I hope that by the time of the next call, which would be Wednesday evening European time, that we already have some better feedback from the authorities. That's the status quo at the moment. And of course, the ongoing board elections, tonight, if I'm not mistaken, tonight the nomination phase ends, where people can nominate themselves for having a seat at the BOD. And then subsequently the vote will take place. And I think by the 20th of October we have the results, as far as I know, something like that. So that's the status.
Yep.
Hello, Italo speaking.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
so, for the audience, of course, some more things happen with regards to the city authorities for the foundation setup, but that's something we have to discuss in the private call. Actually, good news, but we are going to make all of that public. Okay, any questions to that? Any comments to either the foundation status or the board of directors status?
No question. Just to mention, if I'm correctly counting, 14 nominations for the board of directors.
I have a terrible echo. Is it same for you?
Cool.
I have this echo.
Yeah, I have an echo as well.
No. Done? Yeah. Okay, sorry, Andrei, I didn't understand you. What you were saying.
Just to mention, if I'm counting correctly, we have 13 nominations for the Board of Directors election, so it's quite fine. It's a election,
okay.
We have to choose 10 out of 14. That's quite nice.
Yeah, that's good. Absolutely. Absolutely. Sounds really good to me. Hello? Okay, so if there are no other questions, let's move on. Just for the audience, what I'm trying to do by sometime next week is also to blog about the current process that we've made with some more details on what's going on. Okay, I think the next action item is something that we just have to close. We have been discussing the last call or the call before about the donation buttons. The discussion started by FRODIS, the German association, saying that we need to find a solution. And in the meantime, Thorsten has sent a proposal for the steering process. I tried to set up it basically that he outlined some temporary policies on local non-profits that they can have on their respective language pages, a donation listing with some rules like TDF membership and so on. The only reason we have this on the agenda is at the moment, anyone has an overview on the votes? Has this already decided and should therefore be added as official duty vote?
Yeah, I think we have 5 out of, 7 approving that.
Okay. We have 7 people, you said, approving that? Because we need, for a quorum, we need 6 positive votes.
Well, I can check this again. So it has been at the mailing list, so I'll check the mailing list if we have enough votes. If yes, I'll publish this as decision. If no, I'll trigger at the mailing list.
Okay, thanks. Thanks.
So, Italo, maybe if you could reread that, and if you are fine with that, approve it. I think then at least we should have enough approvals.
Hello, it's Sophia. I just joined.
Hello.
My phone now.
Hello.
I was there but couldn't speak.
Okay, then we should be done with the donation button question. Actually, a pretty good day of the year, Sophie. The next action item is something you worked on. It's about the call for locations for the LibreOffice conference. So to sum it up, Simon has already at the end of August published some rough timeline, and of course the timeline doesn't fit anymore, but still the time frame between the call for locations and selecting and so on is still valid. And Sophie, you have started, as far as I understood, to draft a text with requirements for applicants and with some background information.
Yes, and I've seen your mail, and I'll send it. I forward it to the marketing list in Simon's thread.
So then we maybe even by the start of the Paris conference can announce a call for location for the next year. So that would be great. Okay. Actually, that's everything that's on the public agenda for the moment. Is there anything else anyone would like to discuss about right now? Okay. Then I propose we meet in 2 minutes in a private call with some legal details on the foundation setup. And as said, I will try to publish that information that we can legally publish by next week in a blog post to keep everybody in the loop on where we stand. But in a nutshell, it looks rather positive to me at the moment.
Okay, so I'm going to, let's disconnect and reconnect then.
Yep.
Okay, see you.
See you.
See you, bye-bye.
Bye.